Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for May 3rd to the 9th, 2014. This week, the Israeli army and settlers escalated attacks against Palestinian communities in the West Bank and Gaza. Meanwhile, the Palestinian president reiterated his willingness to continue the peace talks. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. One international supporter was injured, many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation on Friday when Israeli soldiers attacked the nonviolent protests organized in the West Bank villages. IMEMC's Majid Bajali has more.
In central West Bank, anti-war and settlements protests were organized on Friday at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin and Al-Nabi Saleh. Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. In Bil'in, a French supporter was injured after being hit with a rubber-coated steel bullet in his foot, and many other protesters suffered the effects of tear gas inhalation and were treated by field medics. At the nearby Al-Nabi Saleh village, Israeli troops fired several rounds of rubber-coated steel bullets at the villagers as soon as they reached the village entrance. Moreover, Israeli troops fired tear gas at villagers' homes, causing damage to the houses as some of the tear gas canisters went through the windows inside homes. In Al-Ma'sara village, Israeli troops stopped villagers and their supporters at the entrance of the village and forced them back. However, no injuries were reported. This week, protests were organized in support of Palestinian political detainees held by the Israeli army. The prisoners went on hunger strike earlier this month in protests of ill-treatment by their captives and the use of administrative detention against them. For IMEMC News, this is Mike Bajani.
Washington has not given up efforts to get Palestinians and Israelis into agreement. Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas this week announced that he still wants peace talks with Israel to resume. Internally, Palestinians expect a technocrat government in few weeks. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has the story.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says that Israel had unilaterally halted peace negotiations and that he wants those negotiations to resume, provided that Israel releases the fourth batch of Palestinian prisoners agreed upon since last June. The president adds that he also wants Israel to halt settlement activities for a period of 3 months and that borders are defined, yet Israel has refused. In Washington, reports suggested that Suzanne Rice, U.S.'s National Security Advisor, is visiting the region this week with an U.S. efforts to bridge the gap between the two sides. Israel has recently halted peace talks with the Palestinians over an internal Palestinian unity deal between Fatah Party of President Abbas and the ruling Hamas Party in Gaza, which does not recognize Israel. Abbas reaffirmed this week his stance that the Palestine Liberation Organization, which recognized Israel back in 1993, will continue the peace track. The president said that if Israel wants a new recognition by Palestinians that Israel is a Jewish state, Israel itself can go to the United Nations to change its status. This week, 17 variety groups, including Amnesty International, urged the Palestinian Authority to join the International Court of Justice. Therefore, the PA could file charges against Israel over violations of human rights. At the internal Palestinian level, discussions are underway to come out with a national consensus technocrat government in a few weeks. Such a government will be in charge for administering lives of Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank and to prepare for general presidential and legislative elections expected in January 2015. For IMEMC News, Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, hundreds of Palestinian political detainees continued their hunger strike. Meanwhile, Israeli settlers and army attacks escalated in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. IMEMC's Iman Abdrabbu Bannoura reports.
Palestinian political detainees held by Israel continued their hunger strike in protest of being held under administrative detention this week. Israel uses administrative detention to hold Palestinians for longer time without charges or trial. The detainees started their strike on April 24th after the Israeli prison authority resigned it and voided previously reached agreements with the detainees, including reconsidering and reevaluating its administrative detention policies against them. On Tuesday, 15 Palestinians were injured and 3 others were detained in Jerusalem during clashes which broke out in the vicinity of Old City. Israeli police fired stun grenades and rubber-coated steel bullets, injuring 15 people who gathered near Bab Hatta, Hatta Gate, leading to Al-Aqsa Mosque after being denied entry. 3 people were taken to a hospital while others were treated on site. According to local sources, the closure took effect on Monday night. Moreover, 2 children were injured on Tuesday in 2 separate attacks carried out by Israeli soldiers in Hebron City in the southern part of the occupied West Bank. In other news, Israeli settlers continued their attacks targeting Palestinian communities in the West Bank. On Tuesday, hundreds of Israeli settlers stormed an agricultural area in the village of Nahalin, to the west of Bethlehem City in southern West Bank. The settlers sabotaged agricultural property owned by local residents, in addition to performing religious rituals and preventing farmers from reaching their own land. Earlier on Monday morning, a number of Israeli settlers invaded a Palestinian olive orchard near the central West Bank city of Ramallah and uprooted more than 51 olive saplings. According to local sources, the attack is the second against the same orchard in 2 weeks. In the Gaza Strip this week, 2 Palestinian fishermen were injured on Wednesday after Israeli Navy boats chased Palestinian fishing boats in territorial waters west of Gaza City. Local sources said that the 2 fishermen of the Bakr family suffered mild to moderate wounds and were moved to the Shifa Medical Center. Under the Oslo Accords of the mid-90s, the Palestinians are supposed to be allowed to fish within 20 nautical miles of the Gaza shore, but Tel Aviv has constantly violated the agreement. Also on Wednesday, the Hamas-run Gaza authorities have executed 2 men after finding them guilty of collaboration with the Israeli military. Later in the week, Israeli tanks invaded farmlands in southern and northern parts of the Gaza Strip on Friday. Army bulldozers uprooted trees while army tanks opened fire at residents' homes. Damage was reported, but no injuries. For IMEMC News, this is Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for May 3rd to the 9th, 2014, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Banoura.